USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You could save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Americans are doling out a lot of cheddar for their car loans. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Americans are paying more than ever each month for their car loans. The average loan payment of a new car is now around $600. That's according to Experian's 2020 Auto Financing Report. Loans for used cars also breaking records, with drivers borrowing around $24,000. It's the first time monthly payments on used cars has reached over $400. This is because the price of all vehicles has increased with demand due to the pandemic.
Auto loans are loans secured by the car you are buying. They are available from dealerships and a variety of lenders, so it's important to shop around in order to find the best interest rates and terms for your vehicle. Bill Magnus, CEO of the Electric Reliability Council of Texas, was fired on Wednesday in the wake of February's deadly blackouts that left millions without electricity in the cold weather. As power grid manager, Magnus was given a 60-day termination notice by the company's board of directors. USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
NASCAR invades Las Vegas this weekend before dropping down to Phoenix, Arizona next weekend. Driver Austin Dillon tells Motor Racing Network his thoughts on the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. It's always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character over the last couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and you really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and you saw Kurt Busch be able to win in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford Mustang tells us his thoughts on the LVMS.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it does bring a huge challenge into how the driver's going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
NASCAR has racing all weekend in Las Vegas. The Pennzoil 400 presented by Jiffy Lube will be on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and can be seen on Fox Television. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.